Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Man Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin at the final Mishnah of the 8th Parak, Mishnah Zayin, which begins at the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And this is classically known as the Sugya or the Din of Rodef. Ve'eluhain, and it is there because Machteret, as we discussed in the previous podcast, is really seen as a subset of Rodef. Ve'eluhain Shematzino Tamar Afshan. Literally, the following are those who may be saved from committing a sin, even at the cost of their own lives. And that is Rodef HaChavar HaGo, somebody who's chasing someone else to murder him. Machar Zachar, somebody who's chasing a man for homosexual assault. Charnar Marasar, chasing a betrothed maiden to rape her. Aval, Rodef HaChar Behema, if somebody's running after an animal for bestiality. Chalot HaShabbat, somebody's going to try to be Machal HaShabbat. Vovein Avodah Zarah. Ein matzilin otam benafshan, and in the Gemara we will see whether or not the exceptions whether nara murasa is unique or it's a way of expressing other arayot. Tanu rabbanan minan rodef hachaver lahago shnitam latzil benafsho. How do I know you're allowed to save somebody from doing a crime by killing him? Talmud lomar, depending on the crime. Talmud lomar lo tamar adam reacha. You can't stand idly by while your friend is bleeding, literally. Does that pasuk come to teach us that? And by the way, I need that for some more thing more basic. If I see somebody who's drowning, an animal is dragging him, or thieves are coming to attack him, how do I know you have to save him? Therefore it says the pasuk. So the answer is, you're right, that pasuk is to save somebody's life. And how do I know that you can stop some crimes by stopping the perpetrator even at the expense of his life? The answer is that we know that you can do that to save an Aram Rasa. So now, it's a Kavachom. Manu Rasa Shlo Baal Pogma. The guy is just going to affect her reputation and her status. And we say that we can stop this by killing the perpetrator. If somebody wants to murder another person, certainly we could stop that irrevocable act by killing the perpetrator. Now, see, the issue is that just as we saw in the case of Machteret and the application of Kom Le B'Rav Mineh, we are looking at the person stopping the Rodef, something in the context of a Beit Din. And so therefore, we are saying that the fact that you're going to stop somebody from killing somebody based on a Kal V'Chomer is a problem for the principle of Onshim and Adin. We don't generate an onus based on Kal V'Chomer. So the answer is, the Rebbe Tana Hekeshahu, based on what was taught in Beit Rebbe, it is not a Kal V'Chomer, it's a Hekesh. The Torah explicitly mentions murder. That the rape victim is not responsible, just like a murder victim. What do we know about Rotzeach that the Torah is then saying? What you know about Rotzeach applied in Amorasa. Miatar is about Lamed Vim Salamed. Really, Rotzeach came to inform us about Amorasa, and it turns out that it is getting a derivation from Amorasa. Make Rotzeach and Amorasa, Manorasa, and Talon Salamed Afsho. You know that you can save a Amorasa by killing the perp. Half Rotzeach and Talon Salamed Afsho. Same thing with murder. So now, and how do you know you can save an Amarasa by stopping the guy, by killing him? Can I tell Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Moshiela, the Pasuk says that if she was out in the field, we assume she cried out and there was no one to save her. Hayesh Moshiela, B'chol D'Var She'chol Oshia. Implying that if there was anybody who could save her, he has to do whatever is necessary to save her, even if it means killing the perpetrator. Okay, so Gufa Menayin, the Rot Chavei Oshudu Be'menahar, Ochei Agorato, Listin Ba'in Olav, Shuchai Latzilo. Earlier in the sugya, we mentioned that Lotan Adam Recha is not there for the Dean of Rodef, but for the Dean of what we call the Good Samaritan. Vahamehacha Nafka. Question is, do you learn that you're supposed to save somebody's life from there? Mehatam Nafka. We learn it from Avedat Kufominai. Tamaloma Vashivotolo. I know what I have to save somebody's items. How do I know I have to save his life? The answer is Vashivotolo. And the way we're reading it is, return him to himself. For Mashava Saveda. So, Imi Atama Veminan Emilim Nafshei. Now, the answer is, if I only had Hashavat Aveda, I would say, return him. Mitrach Omega Aguri, but to go and hire people and go rent a boat to go save this guy and all that kind of stuff, that I wouldn't know. Hemalo, Kamash Malan, therefore I have Lotamal Adam Recha to teach me that. Okay, so now we're going to see an expansion on the deed of Rodef. Tan Rabbanan. Achar Rodef Achacham Rolahar Go, Vachar Zachar, Vachar Rasa, just like our Mishnah. Plus, Vachar Chave Mitot Beitin, Vachar Chave Kritot. Metzalin Otaman Avshan, meaning if somebody is chasing a woman where that sexual relationship would be Chayav Mitot Beitin or Chayav Kritot, then you could stop it by killing him. Now, but Almanalakwen Gadol Kushavachotzenakwen Hedut, which are Lavim, Ein Matzalin Otaman Avshan, that we don't stop by killing. Now, Nevda Bavera, another exception is if this woman had already been violated in that way, Ein Matzlin Otaman Afsho, we don't save her by killing him. Yesh La Moshia means if there's some other way to save her, then Ein Matzlin Otaman Afsho, then we don't kill him. There's some other way to save her, like trip him, or like distract him, or something, then you can't kill him. Rabbiuda Omer Afa Merda Nichulo Shaloy Hagena. Rabbiuda adds one other. Let's say that the rape victim is being held by the rapist, and she's afraid that if the pursuers, the ones who are coming to save her, step in, this guy may get desperate and kill her. And she says, "Leave him alone, let him have his way with me, and just don't kill him, so that he doesn't kill me." Rabbi Yehuda says, "We leave him alone." Chacham disagree. We'll see why. Now, Manani, really, what's the source of all of this? Amar krav lanara lo taseh davar in lanara chet mavet. Now notice, na'ara is spelled like it is in almost all places, except for 11 places in the Torah, nun ayin resh, without the hay. So na'ar, the way that it's written, zezachor, really means a boy, so it alludes to Mishkav Zachor. Na'ara, the way that it's read, zu na'ara hamurasa. That refers to an amarasa. Chait, says enora chait mavet. Chait elu chave kritot. Mavet, elu chave mitot beitin. Alright, so now, because that's somebody who's killed. Now, kol hani lamali. Question is, why does the Torah need to tell me that in all of these cases, Rodev? The answer is tzrichi. How am I going to justify all of them? Here we go. Deikat avachmana na'ar mishum delav orche. I would think, sure, the Torah says that if somebody's going to chase a na'ar, that you stop him because it's so unnatural. Aval nara d'orchai malo, but nara, it's a heterosexual relationship, then maybe I don't kill him to stop that. If I only said nara, shouldn't kapagim la, because he's affecting her relationship with her betrothed. Aval nara lo kapagim le, this man who was raped, he may be socially stigmatized, possibly, but not halachically. So I'm malo. If I had these two, then I would say, yeah, this one is unnatural. In her case, the relationship is hurt. But Stam, the guy's running after his sister or something. It's a normal kind of sexual relationship. And there isn't a great stain, a halachic stain. Therefore, the Torah said, chait. If it said chait, I would think any sin. Therefore, it says chait mavet. Tell me also chayv mitot beitin. So why not leave it? Tarikat avachmana mavet avmena chayv mitot beitin in chayv kreitot lo. It has to say chayt also, because otherwise I would think it's only something so severe as chayv mitot beitin. Avachmana chayt. So v'lech to avachmana chayt mavet v'lo bai na'ar v'na'ar. But wait a second. Once we have chayt mavet, which covers kreitot and mitot beitin, the na'ar and na'ar are already covered. They're both chayav skila. The answer is inachinami. You're right. You don't need na'ar v'na'ar for that. What are they for? One is to tell you it's only a sexual crime and not avodah zarah. And the other is to tell you that if somebody is running after bestiality, so that's a sexual kind of crime, or chilul Shabbat, we'll see why Shabbat is something we would have considered, is also excluded from rodef. We'll see at the beginning of the next podcast. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that even somebody who's going to do Avodah Zarah can be stopped, like Matityahu did, by killing him. So what do I need Na'ar v'Na'ara for? The answer is, I simply split it. Chad l'mutei Beima, chad l'mutei Shabbat. I have two now, one to knock out Beima, one to knock out Shabbat. Why would I think Shabbat's in? Sagadat Achamera, I would have thought, Teite Shabbat mechilul chilul me'Avodah Zarah. After all, Avodah Zarah, we have the use of the word chilul in the context of Molech, and of course in Shabbat Mechalem or Jumat, I might have derived Shabbat from Avodah Zarah and stop him even at the expense of his life. But Rabbi Shimon's son says, Mechalat HaShabbat, also Nitan Latzilu Menafsho. So he extends it to Chilul Shabbat. The Atah Shabbat Chilul Chilul Me'avodah Zarah. He does learn that Zerah Shava. Ma'ikal the member, what's he going to do with Na'ar V'Na'ara? The answer is Chad Miyut Muta Behema. One is to knock out bestiality. V'idach, Aynech Atav Rachmana Na'ar Katav Na'mi Na'ara. The fact is the Torah wrote it as Na'ara, but wrote it Nunayin Resh, but it's not worth a second drasha, according to him. Okay, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Afa Omer, Anicholo Shiloy Agena. Rabbi Yudah adds in that if the girl says, leave him alone, I don't want him to kill me, that we have to leave her alone and let him carry through. But our Chacham disagree, they say you still have to go after him. But my Kamipalgi, what's the machloket here? Rav Makperetal Pigma. The Rav says, talking about a case where, how do we understand her concern for her own status? But nonetheless, she says, I'll forego my status, I won't put up a fight, I'll let him have his way with me because I don't want him to kill me. Rabbanan Savri, a pigma kapit rachmana. The Rabbanan say that the pgam is something the Torah cares about. It's objective. Penatal pigma, and therefore that's the case. Rabbi Yehuda says, hi de kam rachmana katle. He says, no, the reason the Torah says you got to kill him, because some women are going to say, you can't have your way with me, and even if it means killing me. And therefore, we're really, it's a din of rotzeach. So, ha, lo mason avshalik tala. But this one obviously isn't, because he says, let him have his way. So, papa labaya, almon al kohen godol nami, kapagim la, but if it's about pgam, then even almon al kohen godol, which we all agreed we don't stop. Malaya pigma rabba kapit rachmana, pigma zuta lo kapit rachmana. The Torah only sets up its objective concern for pgam in the case of a great pgam like Nara Murasa, not like Almana Kohen Gadol. Okay, Chet Elu Chavei Kretot. So he said that Chavei Kretot are also subject to being stopped, even at pain of death. Now remember, that means that somebody who is running after somebody with a Chayev Kretot is right now in the class of Chayev Mita, which would mean that Kom Lebed Rav Mine should apply, and any lesser liability that they incur on the way should be exempt from. Rominu, here's the challenge from the beginning of the third parak in Ketubot. Elo na'arot, sheishtan knas. The following are na'arot that if raped or seduced, the knas is paid. And the first one on this list is haba al achoto. Achoto is, of course, chavei kretot. So therefore, how do we explain that? After all, he should be patur from the knas because of kam le b'drabimine, because he could be killed according to this while chasing his sister. Says, Amarabara kamei Rav Chista. So the students suggested Rav Chista a solution. They suggest a solution Rav Chista. Mishate arada pagma. When is she first nifgama that we would be able to stop it by killing him? That's at ha'ara, when he first enters her. Ifta la miktala. Right? Mimono la mishale magmar bia. However, the payment, the knas, happens only at gmar bia. So now, hanech lamandamar ha'ara zunashika, that only works if you say that ha'ara means general contact. They're really two different times. But if you say it's penetration, then ma'ikal memar, they're at the same time. So there's kamle. So Rav Chista didn't like what his students said. Rav Chista, he said, if he first had bia la shalo kedarka, at which point we could stop him by killing him, but once he's had it, then we can't stop him anymore. Chazar ba'la kedarka, and then he incurs the knas for the second one. Rav Amar, you have a third answer. Maybe it's a case where she says, leave him alone, so he won't kill me, like Rabbi Yehuda, and we have to leave him alone, therefore he's not chayav mita. So he incurs the knas. There's no kamle. Papa says, very simple. Maybe the knas for achoto is only when it's consensual. There's no rodefir at all. And then everybody would agree, not only Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya says, maybe it's a case where this guy's running after her, but we could stop him by hitting him in the face, but stop him by tripping him, right? Uvra Yonatan ben Shaul, it's famous, the famous drasha of Yonatan ben Shaul. Yonatan ben Shaul Omer, Rodev Shah Rodev Achachavar Olahor Go. If a guy's chasing, V'acholat Silva Chavarav, and you, this bystander, could stop him, clear as day, you could stop him by just tripping him or slapping him in the face, V'lo Itzil, and you didn't, meaning you killed him, Neragalav, you're culpable. My Tamar Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, what's his reason? Nechtiv, now here it's a little twisty. Two guys are fighting and they bump into a bystander who's a pregnant woman. So there's two possible outcomes. One is that she lives but loses the baby, in which case they have to pay. And the second is that she doesn't live, in which case it's chayav. So now, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, and that, by the way, if you remember from Ketubot, is one of the sources of Kam Libet Rabinei, because if there is an Ason, he doesn't pay. The Amar Rabbi Elazar mitzvah to mitaka to medaber. We're talking about a case where these guys are fighting to the death. Meaning the niyinatsu is they're not just wrestling around, they want to kill each other. How do I know that's the case? Because if somebody dies, this guy's chayav mita. How can you be chayav mita unless you're trying to kill somebody? The Torah still says that if the woman doesn't die, you pay. So it must be the case, this is Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul's proof, that if you could stop the guy by just hurting him, and you don't, you're chayav mita. And that's the case here. That's why this guy would have to pay for the vladot. But if you think that in a case like that, you still can kill him, then how is it possible that this guy could ever have to pay? After all, if we follow Rabbi Elazar's reading, that this is a case where two guys are fighting to the death, then according to the counter, if you could stop them some other way, you're still allowed to kill them, that means the guy's chayav mita, he'll never pay for anything in that context. So we throw out a possibility. Maybe Komlei B'Rabmine does not apply when you are paying one person, but the death is something owed because of what you did to another person. And here, the payment is to the husband or of the woman who lost the baby, whereas the death penalty is really because of an attack on this other fellow. But we knocked that out. And the answer is Lo Shnad. Let's say there's a guy chasing Shiber Ta Kelim, and the road that breaks Kelim, Beichel Nido Beichel Glad and Patur. Whether he breaks the kelim of the guy he's chasing or some bystander, he's patur. Why? Because my taima mitchayv menaf shohu. Because since he's chayav mita while he's chasing him, he's patur. Even though he's chayav mita for what he's doing to the nirdaf, and he's chayav for kelim that he broke of somebody else's, he's still patur for them. Okay. So now, nirdaf. What about the guy, the pursued, the victim, sheshiberta kelim? If he broke kelim, shal rodev patur. If it's the kelim of the rodev, he's patur. Shal kol adam chayav. But if it's somebody else's, like he's running and he picks up somebody's blanket from their clothesline and throws it up in the air to try to get this guy away from him, and it stops him or doesn't stop him, he's chayav for the loss of that blanket or for whatever damage happens. Why? Shal rodev patur, shalei mamono chavi alav migufo. Of course he's patur for the kelim of the rodev, because we don't want this guy to prize his financial situation more than his own life. We don't want him to stop and not run because of that. But shokol adam chayev, why is he chayev for damage to somebody else's? Shematzel atzmo man chavero. He's saving his life with somebody else's money. Can't do that. If you do, you're chayev to pay. Rodev shayev, rodev achar, rodev latzilo. What about the savior? Shiretak leminshul, rodev minshul nirdaf, whether he breaks kelim of the pursuer, of the victim, ben shokol adam, or anybody else, patur. Why? Velo min hadin, not because of the real essential law. But if you don't agree with that, nobody's ever going to get involved in saving people. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up. We have one little spitz to do about Rodef, and then a very famous sugya with which we'll finish the parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.